your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Yes, coming up to 5 to 11, that talk number 1-300-872-911. We've got Michelle on the line up at Speewa. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, John.
What are you saying, Michelle?
John, I went into the Commonwealth Bank into Lake Street probably about half an hour ago, and it was like getting out of the car and it was World War III. The grubs are there again, and the language, the screaming. The security guard from the Commonwealth Banks, he was there. There's not much he can do. He just stood there watching what was going on. But there was a couple of tourists there filming it.
Oh, no. No.
Taking photographs and filming it. So there you go. Welcome to Cairns.
See, this is Alice Springs all over again. This is Alice Springs all over again. And look what it's doing to the reputation of Alice Springs. We need urgent intervention. At least the mayor out there at Alice Springs goes public and says, please help us. We need our representative to say this can't go on. We've got to value this town. Our town is precious. Our town is exquisitely beautiful. And we've had a reputation over the years for caring for our residents and our visitors by effective measures against people who should not be in the CBD because of their appalling behaviour, their urination, their defecation, their appalling confrontational language. And for whatever reason, we can't get intervention. We've got levels of government that need to be doing something about it. We've got local government. We've got state government. Local government say, it's not our problem. Well, hang on a minute. We elect the local government level to look after our city. So please, if you're a representative at the local government level, start thinking about how to get some action before this town goes to the dogs like Alice Springs.
Well, I thought we'd had the the police van that was running around town there at one stage. I haven't seen that for a while.
Well,
we need it permanently parked up in Lake Street.
So you're 100% right. And we won that little battle there for a while. They actually deployed it. When it wasn't being used out in the suburbs, whatever, it would be parked there in what used to be called the City Place on the corner of Lake and Shield Street. So you're saying it's not there anymore?
Well, I've been down there the last couple of days. I haven't seen it at all.
See. We've got to get measures and hang them in there and make them work. We can't accept this constant, everyday slap in the face from these people who are fundamentally there because they like destructive behaviour. They fundamentally hate our guts and they say, well, every time we do damage to the tourism industry of Cairns, every time we confront the locals demanding money or whatever with their dreadful threats that they make, they get a lot of pleasure out of it. What's it doing to our city? It'll eventually become the death knell if we don't get intervention. You've got two election opportunities next year. In March, there's an opportunity to elect councillors who will stand up and say, I'm going to fight for our city. You've also got in October a state election. Once again, the opportunity to elect somebody who will intervene on behalf of our city in Brisbane. There's two opportunities. If you're listening to this and you're angry about this disgusting behaviour in our CBD, take those opportunities March and October next year, because we've got to find an answer to this nightmare, Michelle.
It's an embarrassment, mate. I just got out of the car, parked in the loading zone, and I just ran straight into the bank, threw the money in the chute and got out of there, because it's like World War III.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's embarrassing.
Exactly.
And we're tourists taking photographs and filming it. That's even worse.
It's destroying our image. It's a wonderful place to visit. Internationally. Imagine people on the other side of the world wouldn't tolerate this. Imagine people in Singapore. They wouldn't tolerate this for 5 seconds, let alone for 5 months, 5 years, nothing being done. It's a disgrace.
We've got
to find a spine again in our community. We have got to find the strength and courage to confront this madness, this appalling behaviour. And people seemingly want to sympathise with them. Really?
I'm not sympathising anymore.
Good on you. Otherwise, if we don't do something, they'll win this battle and destroy our city. Michelle, I really appreciate you taking a stand on this. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, John.
So Michelle on the line. She's up at Speewa.